Begin the Quran daf, Masech the Sukkah daf, Mizayin, begin the Amid Beis, begin the Tosem Asa, that begin with the words of the Gemara, Bikurim, the first fruits, Ta'an and Karban, requires a Karban, Shir, a song, Tanufa, the waving, Valina, and staying overnight. Which Tosem brings the Perigim of the Bikurim of Harish, and the third Perigim of Bikurim, the Mishnah explains, the Be'emtai Kriya Hesa Tanufa. This we say Bikurim required Tanufa waving. When was it? It was in the middle of the recital of the Parsha of Bikurim. Did not like learn the Mishnah, Gila, Rami Abir Avi, when he would come up to the words of Rami Abir Avi, Murid Hasamik safely, he would take the basket off from his shoulder, he'd hold it at the edges, and the Kohen would put his hand beneath him, and he would wave it. And the Kohen then he would recite, Merami Avid Avi, until he finished the whole Pasha. He would put on the side of Mizbech, and he would bow down, he would leave. Mashmash lo yimin, it sounds like the waving was only during the Kriya. But in the Supreme Pasha, it sounds like the Ikash Deitun, no place that there are two wavings, because the Tani learned. It says in the pasuk, "V'ne'achter l'fnei Hashem akechi." You should place him under Hashem your God. Malamed this teacher. You should turn the tenufa base bomb. Teacher, you need to wave it two times. Achad b'shas kriya, one during the recital, but achad b'shas shachaboya, and one during the bowing down. Now, v'hasim b'sefri darshan. There, in the sefri, it expounds. Either the gears is base tenufas, or the gears is actually tenufa. It learns it out. And there's some in the fact that from the fact this is in the pasuk. Look, achad koyin ta'at tenem yudacha. The koyin can take the basket from your hand. Which again, we're learning Zer Shava Yad Yad from Shlomim, which Reb Lezvin Yaakov, and over here in our sugya. So we see from here that there was two tenufas, one during the kriya, which then that we learn from Malka Chakoyin, and the second one was at the time of the bowing that we learned from Benach Lefnei Hashem, which is a little interesting that because according to Reb Lezvin Yaakov himself, there's only one tenufa, like it sounds like from our simple understanding of our Gemara. Because he only learns out one from Gezeirah Shabbos. How does the Sefri know that there's two tenufas? So that's what he comes to say. Veshema Sabala Namik Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he also holds like that of Rabbi Yehuda. The Darash Hacha that he expounds from the Da'at Pasik V'Nachtai, that Zu Tenufa. Lachi by Beis Tenufas. There actually, you need to have two. Like we said, one by the Kriya, one by the Ishtachabaya. Tevelocha Ka'ayin, because they're taking the Kayin Bem to Kriya. That's written in the middle of the Kriya. Chiksiv V'Nachtai, and this is as he's placing it. Ka'vishtachabaya Ksiv is during the bowing down. And what do you see anything about Tanufa over there? Mashmi Loshan Tanufa, he understands Renachte as a meaning about Tanufa, Meloshan Lech Necheya Sa'am, Menarbalaz, which it means Umaylecha maybe, to bring it forth and back, because it's like that's what Vinachte is of Necheya, of go ahead and lead it, which means projecting it front and back. Or in Inami, that the reason why he explains it means Tanufa. Is minacha hanachas koyin ksiva oid hanacha achriti laacha kriya. Because after the placing of the koyin, it says another time the placing after the kriya. No, obviously laacha hanachas koyin. That after koyin already placed it down, chazav nightly he again he takes it. Why? Because they laugh so long of acha kriya to go ahead and wave it again after the kriya. The ayin b'shach to talk about it. That's during when the bowing down is done. Like it says v'nachta v'shtecha visa. But this of course it's difficult. Because the Beperek Bas Makos, I mean, in the last Perek Makos, after Yud Chazam and Beis, the Gemara tells us, "Man Tan the Pelag of Yehuda, who's the Tan that disagrees with Yehuda that he holds that Hanoch is not Ma'akiv, because it doesn't say over here to Hanoch is." So the Gemara says, "Reb Lezvin Yaakov, he's the one that learns the Tanu from Gzeir Shava, where according to him, Vehinichi Benachtoi are both Ba'Hanoch. So since it's Hanoch two times, comes out that it is Ma'akiv." Which the Hanocha, not Tanufa, Hanocha is Ma'akev. And that says, Tais is Manali, the Pligi. How does the Gemara know that they're disagreeing? Dimadarsha Tavayikam, my time to disagree. Maybe they expound both Psukim by Tanufa, like the Tan and the Safri, which we said that they're not disagreeing, that actually he holds of the Rebbe's Drasha too, and therefore there's these two Tanufas. Basa Mashma, there it sounds like that the Rebbe Laza, Maisile or Miyaterle, the hinachta that he needs v'nachta lemid the hanocha ma'akevs ben that hanocha is ma'akev. But why would you say it's ma'akev if you could explain that it's not ma'akev and it's referring to tenufa? So says v'shema maybe midalei ma'isik kochad derosh v'dachav maybe since simply because each one doesn't bring the other one's drasha machad b'lois really it sounds like from our Gemara that he doesn't hold like him because else he would have brought it and that's why the Gemara there assumes that he's the one that disagrees. But since there's a miyuk kasha but it's difficult. Based on what we said before, there's a freehold, like a Yehuda that learns out Tanufa from Benachtoi, and it's saying that the second Tanufa is during the Shtachavaya. So it says that the Yehuda darsh Tanufa mi Benachtoi. Yehuda himself expounds Tanufa from Benachtoi. Until he says that when you're doing it is during the Kriya Ketanah compared to the Bikurim. Mishum de Benichi Kama Gabe Kriya Ksiv. And he compares them, and if so, how could the Tan Zafri say, like, it's like him, where the second Tnuva is during Hashtag Havoy? So, Kachner, rather, it seems the Besafri Darish Tnuva Leshtach Havoyim. And the reason is mid the iskish lahanocha, and the fact that the hishtachavoy is compared to the hanocha, that's coming to say that just like the hanocha was after the tnufa, like Lozman Yaakov holds from Gzeir Shavu, so the hishtachavoy is after the tnufa. Which there's three opinions by the tnufa. You have the Tanna Safri that holds that there was two tnufas. The Lozman Yehuda holds there was only one during the kriya, and then Void Tanna Shlishi, there's a third Tanna, the less like tnufa kwal. That doesn't hold the tnufa at all. Could mashma like it sounds like over here. That man shamadama tenuva, who's the one that holds tenuva by bikurim? The Gemara says, oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, requires lina. So, machal de rabban, labai tenuva klas, and the rabban don't require tenuva at all. But who tana, perka menachas bais matzah, he's the tana menachas, that's a machal from out, non hosim, but the Mishnah teacher where they go, be'e ilu tunis tenuvas, when it says these require tenuva, ad bikurim, that's kadivir blazvin yakav. Shmamina, the rabban labai tenuva, it sounds like they're kind of one, they don't require tenuva. And therefore, that, wait a second. Then this says the market mountain the polygon of Yehuda, which under the security of Yehuda, Blazim Yaakov, and doesn't say the Tana Menachas, because Nichla Asui Tana the Meshkech Behedi, because they rather take a Tana that explicitly mentioned, whereas here it's not explicitly mentioned. But there's some additional what you could tell you is the base Nuvas Lav Dafka, that actually everything that we said about Tana and Safri that there was two Nuvas is not necessarily the case. Ella rather lafishish bikurim into an kriya since there's certain bikurim that don't require a recital of the parsha bikurim in the chag v'la chanukah from sukkis until chanukah and perikam nuchun like we learned in the first perikam bikurim to come on that's what we're saying that to unan kriya those require kriya mainly v'shas kriya then you're gonna do tnuva during the kriya v'shem and kriya those who don't have kriya mainly v'shas shachba you're gonna do tnuva during the shachba so this is why we say that you have tnuva two times doesn't mean by the same bikurim it means in different types of bikurim there's gonna be two different types. Of tenufas, and therefore the whole question doesn't start because there is only one tenufa. Continuing with the next taste of the muscle, it begins with the words of the Gemara. The Kohen puts his hand beneath the hands of the owner, of the one who's bringing it, and he does tenufa. Which says, it doesn't really mean precisely that he puts his hand beneath the hands of the one who's bringing the carbon, because then that would be the case. Then there would be interposition between the vessel and the hands of the Kohen. In the Gemara concludes by Bayam Chaveim, when you have two friends that are bringing the carbon, Lenafu Kula Bahad Adodik. So the Gemara says, let them do Tanuva together. So the Gemara, no, have a Chatzitza, give me into position. Okay, now I'm paired Gimel the Bechorim, so obviously it is a Chatzitza. So rather, so what does it mean that the Kohen put its hands beneath the Yad of Bayam? Like, it's like brought in the third parak of Mesech to Bekurim, got a Salsha Bekurim, but when you have a basket Bekurim, so Eichse Besiv Seisav, he holds the edges of a Kohen, Menich Yodi Tachtav, and the Kohen puts his hands beneath him, and Menifa, he does the waving behind the Tachtav, that's what we mean when we say beneath the hands of the owner, but it doesn't really mean say underneath his hands, it's just because the Kohen's holding higher up, and the Kohen's lower down. Now, me, however, Behid the Bayam Chaberim, but that Sogi Menachas, when you have that the ones who are bringing our friends together. Pesha Makud Rashi explains. The Bithnub is Kohen, yeah. What's with, how could you have we're saying you can't have two hands together. So what's with Nubis Kohen? That we say he does put a Tachat Yad HaBayim. So as Rashi, Leich Bislan, Emiash Pachatziza, they were not bothered if there's a Chatziza. It gets a Nubis HaBayim because the primate Nubis with the Bayim as long as he's touching the Kli. Which says, it's a wonder, but not only hope, where does Rashi get this from? That the Bayek, see, but both of them are written in the Torah. And the Brisa teaches Menachem Dav Tzad Mechaf and Beis regarding the Tenufa that you do in Karmen Shlom. How are you going to do it? Kohen Menich Yod Tachat Yad HaBayim. The Kohen puts his hand beneath the hands of the one who's bringing it, and he does Tenufa. Ketzer Daisa. How does he do it? Menich Emurin Al Pisas Hayad. He put the sacrificial parts on the palm of his hand. Because of Shekalem, he put the breast and the thigh on top of them. And there you could say Shoeches Hakohen BeEmurim Hayoytzim Chutz Al Pisas Hayad. That the Kohen is holding on to the emurim that comes out of the palm of the hand of the owner. Well, the fish are bailing the malo, come with tachas yad bailing. And since the baal is holding higher up, it's different to talk about tachas yad bailing. But again, that we don't find anywhere necessarily that there's no problem with chatziz by coin. But Bishami, the site of Mashmak Tzaz to have been the Giyam Mamish. Bishami, in site, however, it does sound a little bit that they actually were touching. The one who does tenufa beneath the hands of the other ones actually is touching that person's hands. But tenufa is mincha seidim. When the tenufa of the suspected adulterous woman who brings a mincha, the parakh bisham, the Yerushalmi asks, isn't this disgusting that the kohen is putting his hands beneath the woman's hands? Which sounds like, again, that it is beneath the hands. Says the Yerushalmi, oh, maybe mapo. They bring a cloth to separate. Says on that says the Gemara Beinu Chayitza is not a chatzitza. Oh, you're right. No, maybe kain zaken. Well, we won't have a cloth. We'll have an elderly kain, and that it, we won't have a problem of impropriety. And if you can say even if it's a young kain, and yitzar much less a shah, there's no inclination at that time with the seitz. One thing we see that the kain actually does put his hands beneath literally. So, and that's the taste about me and Metzina Lameima, but we could say the Avapisha Zelamatim and Akleb Zelamatim. No, this way we say that's beneath. It doesn't really mean beneath the hands, literally. It just means that one has their hands higher up and one has their hands lower down. So, what's the problem that Yerushalmi is asking? Oh, isn't that disgusting? Because sometimes it could happen that his hands will touch our hands, because they're busy waving and going and coming, moving and forth. It could touch, but right, really, it doesn't really mean the hands beneath the other hands, because again, it would be a chatzitza.